So, Jeff, I think this question's probably ideal for you. In Second Life, Android Neox is wondering about the handedness of molecules. We know that amino acids that we use on Earth are all left-handed. He's wondering about the molecules that you found in Stanley Miller's experiments. Were they of an even distribution of right and left-handed forms, or was there a bias?
No, the amino acids that were made in the Miller experiment were equal-handedness, what we call a racemic mixture. And that's what you expect from a pure chemical synthesis. You only get handedness when you have some sort of interaction that in itself has some sort of handedness. And in this experiment, there was no such interaction, and so you get completely equal handedness in the amino acids that are produced.
I suppose that must give you confidence, too, that the tubes haven't been contaminated, because if you had seen all of one sort of handedness and not another, you'd know that probably the source was a biological source that had crept into the tube later.
Yes, that's correct, because if there was any biological contamination, it would consist primarily of the left-handed amino acids, and so you should alter that equal mixture abundances. But there is also amino acids in this mixture that, in fact, the majority of them, are not found in living organisms, and so you can rule out contamination on that basis alone.
Kat,